From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. Missouri senators have passed a bill aimed at rolling back some provisions of a new law in order to protect government whistleblowers. Senators unanimously voted yesterday to send the measure to the House. Democratic Senator Jill Shoup says the bill would address concerns raised with a new law that put limits on discrimination lawsuits. The law also rolled back some protections for state employees who blow the whistle on misconduct. Shoup says her measure would restore those protections, and it would also shield any public employee from retaliation. The bill would also ban the state from requiring workers to sign confidentiality agreements when they settle legal disputes. A spokesman for Governor Eric Greitens says he hopes to nominate new members to the Missouri Ethics Commission next week. Vacancies on the commission mean it has too few members to meet with a quorum. The committee has before it a complaint about whether Greitens' gubernatorial campaign told the truth about how it gained access to a list of donors. Yesterday, the Missouri Senate moved to drop the commission's membership from 6 to 4, meaning its 3 members would create a quorum, allowing them to take action on the complaint against the governor. The Senate needs to vote on the proposal again before it heads to the House. The Ethics Commission's next scheduled meeting is April 25th. A Missouri House committee has rejected a bill to give terminally ill patients access to medical marijuana. The bill failed to make it out of the Legislative Oversight Committee this week. New Approach Missouri is a group campaigning to legalize medical marijuana in Missouri, but the organization did not endorse the bill. Spokesman Jack Cardetti says the group hopes to address the issue on a ballot instead. China announced new import tariffs on U.S. goods yesterday, and Missouri farmers could take a hit. As a response to President Trump's proposed trade policies, China plans to impose a 25% tariff on U.S. airplanes, automobiles, and soybeans. Mid-Missouri soybean farmer Dylan Whitman says if prices go down, he will have to grow fewer soybeans.
It may not be as profitable as it has been in the past years. We may go back to raising more wheat.
According to MU Extension, soybeans were one of Missouri's top commodities in 2017 and accounted for over $1 billion in revenue. A Columbia-based composer won a prestigious Guggenheim Fellowship yesterday. Yoshiaki Onishi is one of 175 scholars, artists, and scientists awarded a spot in the Fellows Class of 2018. He is one of 12 recipients in the music composition category. He plans to use the grant to travel to meet other musicians, research instrumentation, and ultimately compose an orchestra piece. I'm Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.